Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, it's 10 past 9 o'clock on this Monday morning. It is called the zombie drug, and we're about to find out why it has become more and more prevalent. It's been known about for about a year now. Law enforcement has been tracking this, but now it is so widespread that it's becoming an even bigger concern. Joining us right now to talk more about this dangerous drug combination, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Paul. Xylazine, it's an animal tranquilizer used by veterinarians in zoos and in farms, and in farm settings, ranch settings, because it's to be used only on large animals. That's the only use for which it's been approved, is in veterinary uses, not in human uses. And yet it is making its way into the hands of drug dealers, drug producers, who are cutting it into opioids the same way that they've been doing with fentanyl for some time. In a lot of cases, cutting both fentanyl and xylazine into opioids and then selling it on the street. It's extremely dangerous. It's been found in 48 of the 50 states, including Michigan. Detroit has had a problem with this for the last several months. As xylazine, it's called the zombie drug, Paul, because of the way that it makes its the people who take it act. They're extremely sedated. They're violent in some cases. And the scary part is that they don't respond to Narcan the way that fentanyl and opioid overdoses do.
Do we even know where this is coming from or why this has become so widespread?
Well, it's a cutting agent like anything else, you know, that it's added into the fake opioids that are being produced overseas or in Mexico because it's cheaper to produce than opioids themselves. So it's intended to increase the profit margin of the people producing this stuff. It also has an intense effect on people who use it, and maybe something that that users are actually seeking out because it creates a more intense and more immediate effect from the fentanyl that's in these opioids.
What's the DEA certainly is very aware of this. What are they telling local law enforcement about how to deal with this?
Well, I think for the most part, they're just trying to make people aware of it, Paul. They're trying to get users aware of the dangers of this stuff. Not only does it cause the possibility of coma or death, it also causes deep ulcerations in the skin around the injection site. So you've got these open sores that can get infected. In many cases, they're leading to amputations of arms and legs from people who have been using this stuff. So it's primarily at this point from the DEA, a public education effort to try to let police departments, first responders know about this thing that's out there and that may not have respond to Narcan, but also let the users know that there is this dangerous new element out on the street.
And you mentioned Detroit has been dealing with it. I know Chicago and New York and Los Angeles, major cities, Philadelphia. But, you know, as it becomes more widespread, it filters into smaller towns and communities, doesn't it?
That's been the pattern over the years, that, yes, it finds its way first into the places closest to the distribution network, which would be the larger cities, but then eventually filters its way out into smaller communities and out into rural areas, where it can have an especially deep impact because people there, you know, physicians might not be familiar with what it is. First responders might not be that aware of what it is. And what's more, healthcare facilities might not be as available.
All right. Something for us all to be aware of. Jim, appreciate your reporting.
Sure.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye-bye.